Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You, baby. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg. Laura, we doing stuff? What we doing?
Yeah, of course we're doing stuff. First of all, we have tickets to Drake this morning. We're giving out to see Drizzy Drake live at the Prudential Center tomorrow night.
We got more tickets? Yo, we really came up. They really got some extra seats for us over there.
We did. So, that's good.
Are we doing that right now?
Yeah, we're looking for two contestants for Laura Never Loses. While we do that, a study finds renting is now cheaper than owning in America.
I believe it.
In America's 50 largest metro areas.
That's not even really a crazy study based on interest rates, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. The interest rates is high. You're paying a lot of interest. You're not, you know, like, so when you, if you don't own a home, then you don't know, maybe you don't know. But when you're paying on a mortgage, right, a lot of the money you pay in the mortgage goes to interest unless, you know, you're making sure some of the money goes to principal, which is the actual loan itself.
Right.
And so you can be paying on a loan, a mortgage loan for years and years and years and only paid on interest. And you're like, yo, why isn't the main number going down?
Right.
Because you haven't paid on the principal.
I've literally heard over the past, I don't know, many years, that like it go back and forth. And I've heard smart people I know who do well with money be like, nah, you shouldn't even home. You shouldn't even own. You should just rent.
No, that's a fact. You could do that.
There are people who believe that is actually the smarter path, which totally goes against the way most of us were kind of raised or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it just depends on, like I said, it depends on the interest rate.
Right, because you may be spending too much money to try to, quote, own your home.
That's right. Because, once again, if you're just paying interest, you never even get to pay the principal. And then over a 30-year mortgage, you done paid so much in interest that it's what are we even doing? You could have bought two houses.
Right.
Yeah. I read that millennials are just the ones that are suffering the most. Like, they cannot afford to buy any homes whatsoever.
A lot of these articles, though, if you've been paying attention for a while, I've been owning for a long time. This ebbs and flows every 10 years. 2007 was a disaster, right? And I bought right before the disaster.
Ebro really came up, too. Ebro had one of those deals, like, put a dollar down, buy a house.
Yo, man.
No, it was crazy. One of those things you hear about. He was like, I'll do it, and it worked.
And I caught the swing of it, because then what usually ends up happening is, like, we're going through a disaster, such kind of a, not a real disaster like 2007, but, you know, not a good one either. And then what it usually happens is there's the government will roll out a program, you know, depending on who's the president. Luckily, there was Obama rolled out a program. It was like, yo, if you got a mortgage during this time frame and the interest rate was astronomical because of the housing crisis, we'll give you a better interest rate. You don't even have to refinance. I forget what they call it, modified. They call it a modified loan. They modified the loan. I didn't even have to refinance. I went from like an 8% to a 5%. Then I just chilled on that for a while, and then I refinanced, and now I'm down to like 3.5 on that particular property.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Good. So, and also when you see these articles, remember, in a particular space and time, which is right now, you can look at the interest rate and go, it's not a good time to buy. Which it's not. You know what I'm saying? But when, as we get closer to the election and, you know, people start to stop fear-mongering and they decide, you know what, whoever's going to win is going to win. Let's start, you know, let's these corporations stop being difficult with the money and the Fed interest rate drops and blah, 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 blah. Things will get better and it'll be summertime, and which is usually the time when people like to buy stuff, especially homes.
That's what
we'll see. Michelle. But yeah, you definitely don't want to get in when the interest rate is like 6%, 7%, and you don't know where the world's going. You don't know if the government's going to help you weasel out of that 6 or 7%. And if you're buying a house that don't have a lot of upside in it, which is like, you know, it's an area that's becoming, you know, highly interested by other, you know, prospective buyers, stay out of that. If there's not public transportation nearby, if there's not a nice school nearby, you know, these things, these aren't places you technically want to buy, which gets you into kind of like the redlining thing that happened to a lot of black people who owned homes back in the day. Because they devalued the neighborhood so bad, it made the houses trash. And so people had basically no wealth left. And that happens too. And then a bunch of young white kids get out of college and decide, we want to live next to the train tracks now and open up pubs and breweries and stuff.
Right.
And we want to live under the Major Deegan, or excuse me, the Cross Bronx. And now all of a sudden, you know what? The Sobro, Mott Haven, we'll put in a ferry.
Right.
Meanwhile, a couple of generations ago, people lost their whole life under there. Because they built a freeway across the top of your head. Anyway.
Facts. Upon your head top.
Upon your head top. Anyway, here we go. Who we got online? We got
there we go. Bruce. Tickets upon your head top.
There you go. Nash and Bruce. Ready for some Drizzy Drake tickets this morning. Nash, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
How art thou, Nash? How art thou?
I'm doing good this Wednesday morning on my way to work.
Are you accepting this drizzle, this rain that's just will not go away?
You know what? It is what it is. We need a little rain to get the sunshine. So I'm all right.
Listen to that, Nash.
I mean, I'm glad you're not, quote, not accepting it and fighting back against it. I'm really glad.
Some people fight, man. Some people fight. It. Today it will rain all day if you're in the tri-state area, mostly for
you.
Into tomorrow morning. But we still have a great weekend ahead with some partly cloudy and some sun and some 50s. By the way, they're forecasting next Tuesday will be sunny and 70.
Let's go.
Might take a day off right now while you're playing around. We also got Bruce online. Bruce, what's happening, man?
Hey, good morning, Ebro. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, man. I got a cousin. I got a cousin, couple family members named Bruce.
Bruce.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Who are you named after? Bruce Lee?
What's up?
Named after Bruce Lee?
No, I wish.
Oh, man. just Bruce. They just decided to name you
just Bruce.
Bruce is just one of those different names to me. Like, it just kind of exists in its own space.
Yeah.
Like, when you think about it, Bruce.
I hear you.
Bruce.
It's not short for anything.
It's not short for anything. There's no, Bruce. Like, it's Bruce. Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. There are a lot of names like that, Bruce. Don't you worry.
Nash, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Style in the game that lives up to its name?
I am going to go with you today.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Look at that.
Okay, Bruce. I'm going to try.
Let's do it, Laura.
Okay.
Come on now. 60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shawnee's got the
questions.
Let's play Laura Never Leaves It.
Here we
go.
Go. Who reportedly declined meeting up with Diddy?
Ebro.
Declined meeting up with Diddy, reportedly.
3, 2, 1.
50 Cent.
Incorrect. Meeting up with Diddy after his Rolling Loud set.
That would be Kanye West.
Kanye West is correct. Who painted The Persistence of Memory?
Ebro. Persistence of Memory.
3.
Michelangelo.
Incorrect. Laura Styles.
That would be Salvador Dali.
True.
She really hit it hard with that.
who says she is starting her album, Lana?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
SZA.
From scratch, due to lags, starting it over. That's correct.
Due to leaks.
I'm sorry. Where are the Giza pyramids?
Ebro.
Ebro. Laura.
Pyramids at Giza are in Egypt.
Egypt. Shout out to Africa. Tie game. Who says she almost released Cowboy Ebro. Carter at the buzzer? Ebro.
Beyonce.
Wow. Ebro wins.
Oh, we did it there. Wow. Yo, Miss Two came back hot, boy. Why, boy? Yo, you know Cowboy Carter makes the biggest debut by a black female artist ever?
Right. Yeah.
Biggest ever, huh?
So
ever.
She almost released Cowboy Carter before Renaissance.
Yeah, that was a thing. That was a thing.
I have a new theory on Cowboy Carter.
We're going to hear it. Hold on to that. Hold on to it. Rosenberg's got a new theory coming up after 7. Before 7, we get to Flashing Lights with Laura Stavs. What's happening?
Well, Forbes just released its billionaires list of 2024. I'll let you know who's on it and who is not. We'll talk about it coming up in the Flash and Light Show.
Well, and Nash, you're going to see Drizzy Drake.
Amazing. This is so awesome.
And Bruce, we love you, and y'all have a great day. Hey, everybody, hang on.
Love you guys, too.
You too, everybody. Take care.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Laura Stavs got it. It's called the Flashing Lights, man.
Laura Stavs got the 411 on the Flashing Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flashing Lights. Laura Stavs can put us on.
All right, Forbes dropped the celebrity billionaires list of 2024, and Jay-Z and Rihanna both rank among the 10 wealthiest celebrities on the planet. Now, Rihanna comes in at number 9 with $1.4 billion.
That's right.
Of course, thanks to her brands, Fenty Beauty and Savage X, and Jay-Z sits at number 5 with $2.5 billion.
And that doesn't include
Beyonce. He said it did not include Beyonce's net worth, which is, they're saying, about $500 million. But Magic Johnson, $1.2 billion. LeBron James, $1.2 billion. Kim Kardashian, $1.7 billion. Oprah Winfrey, $2.8 billion. And leading the way as the 3 richest celebrities are Michael Jordan with $3.2 billion, Steven Spielberg, $4.8 billion, and George Lucas with $5.5 billion.
No, that's great.
George Lucas still got it.
Billion.
Well, Lucas and Spielberg, right? After all this time, Star Wars still the biggest thing ever.
Well, yeah, it's when you own it soup to nuts and you own the IP and all that. Remember?
Wow, $5.5 billion,
and it's been able to it's been able to marinate all these generations too, and just become this larger, you know, all of the toys, all of the cartoons, all of the damn. But yeah, a serious question. By the way, while I do like this list, I just want to ask you guys, because I often ask myself, why do we care?
I don't know. I think it's inspiring. And $1 billion is an insane amount of money. An insane.
Well, that's why I say after all these years, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, at first it was like, oh, billion. And I guess it'll be a story, whoever's the first to get to a trillion, it'll be a story. But like,
Sure, because it's quite.
But I guess I also sit and I go, okay, yeah, all these billionaires, cool, man, damn. But will y'all even be able to keep that money when all the broke people come and eat y'all food?
Well, we'll see.
And you could also make an argument like, and I know this will get some people's panties in a bunch, but should we even really be able to have billionaires? Should that even really be an option?
Well, I think that's why people come to America, right? Like, that's the whole American idea. The whole American idea is you can make as much money as you want, go as far as you want, for as long as you want.
Right, but if you came here to be a, quote, billionaire, I have a button. And a bridge to sell you and a button.
But that's what people... Listen, that's what people were running for, though. That's what the idea is, man.
Yeah, I mean, look at someone like Rihanna, bro. She came from, you know, a small island and literally became a billionaire.
No, it's amazing. And we can all think of a couple of cases where you go, wow, that's phenomenal. But we could find way more cases. If we were to look at billionaires... We would find way more cases than Rihanna.
Right.
People were like, these people shouldn't have $1 billion.
You're right.
You should get capped off at some point and probably have to share this with everybody else because society's in trouble.
Yeah. No.
Well, they just going to go to the moon, bro, until we kill each other.
They're going to end up leaving us in the end anyway. So,
and then we're all going to kill each other, and then they'll come back once it's safe.
Some will be in bunkers. Some will be at the moon. We'll see. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7 a.m., a high of 47 degrees. Rain all day, guys. All day. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, if you listen to this show long enough, within the next, I would say, 10 months, I'm going to start doing the show from my bunker.
Oh, really? Bunker time?
From an undisclosed location.
Wow. Underground.
Being built right now.
I mean, listen, you're currently in an undisclosed location, if we're being fully honest.
I mean, nah, people know where I'm at. There's definitely people know where I'm at.
Do they?
Yeah.
Besides your girl?
Well, nah, I mean, the people who drive by, they'll be like, yo, hey, bro, what's going on? Just be in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
True. But one day they won't be able to.
There will be no private road, the whole jam, bro. Security cams.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all keep it locked, man. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Congratulations, you have played thine self. Is on the way. We also got Whitish Wednesday popping. Beat the buzzer. More Drake tickets. It's a great morning.
Oh, man.
It's a great morning.
WQHT FM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
One of the greatest 50 hip hop songs of all time.
Thanks, Shawnee.
It's a fact, though.
You know what's a fact? What's a fact?
One of the top 50 for sure.
If you and I played a game right now, if Ebro were to somehow...
Yeah, I'm just going to let this go, bro.
No, if Ebro said, go ahead, Rosenberg, you have the right. Rosenberg, you can jump on your Serato and try to play Shawnee 50 songs. He thinks you're greater. I would win.
I mean, let's say pop records.
But no, yo, I was just listening to Tribe Called Quest when Q-Tip just said, just the other day.
Yep, go what he said.
Rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
Stop.
But he said that in the 90s. Rap is pop, man.
It's pop. Man. I mean, there was rap pop then. What are you talking about? That he said that because Hammer was popping.
I don't mind.
And it was pop.
But, I don't mind the song.
I don't mind it on the list.
All right, sure. Yeah.
You guys are just trolling Rosenberg because he's been. Yeah. Because I was just trolling Rosenberg.
Top 50. Ebro knows it's not top 50.
It got voted in because remember the system that we set up to pick the greatest 50 hip hop songs of all time, which was your idea, by the way.
True. I have to live with the results.
You have to live with the results, Donald Trump. Hit Rosenberg with the button.
I'm not trying to overturn it.
It's law now.
Oh, no, you tried to overturn it.
He did.
He did try to overturn it. You had your own January 6th up here.
Yeah. Rosenberg picked that song, man.
Hold on. Funny.
Rosenberg had his own January 6th up here.
And you know what? And the only thing, first of all, it wasn't that. We all agreed there were multiple songs, including songs of mine, that in retrospect were bad to put on because they probably weren't deserving, but they garnered the votes. Did we not agree on that, Ebro?
We did.
And then we re-voted, and things got shuffled. But, you know, not everything changed. You know what I mean?
The Electoral College definitely pulled up and tried to make sure that the list resembled something that was respectable.
Right. The Electoral College pulled up, but it couldn't always, you know, it couldn't get it all done.
Nah. So there you have it. Moment for Life, one of the greatest 50 hip hop records of all time.
You're here forever. You will here forever.
As voted by the public and the listeners and the friends of the show on this here Ebro in the Morning. Yes, Kevin.
Let's make sure to highlight this argument under the why OVO hates this station. But on the Rosenberg.
That's not OVO.
It is. That's Young Money. OVO is still this gang.
Well, if I really wanted to make it a Drake thing and get him to turn on Ebro, I could get Ebro to want to take it off the list just because of the line, I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz.
Every time I hear it, I'm like, I hate it. I'm in the Dominican.
I hate when people say that.
Hate when people say that, man. If you say I'm going to the Dominican for a vacation, hit yourself with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
This is not what it is. Laura, what you got on your list today?
Guys, I'm going to have to give it to Lizzo.
Uh-oh, why are you taking mine?
Congratulations.
Oh, man. Everybody want to take shots at Lizzo, huh?
We can do it together because, look, yesterday we talked about how, you know, she quit. She did a whole Instagram post on how she is tired of fighting, folks constantly dragging her no matter what she did. She felt that people didn't want her around. I quit. So we're like, damn, man, I hope she's all right. Mental health. Then she comes out and says, wait a second, I didn't really quit. I just quit caring.
Wow.
Yeah. You saw her response, Rosenberg?
Oh, I saw it. All right, Laura. And, I'll take it a step further. Not only did she not quit, she did the kind of things that make people say things about her in the first place, intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
She posted out a big old revealing, check me out. It was a double whammy of this is how I kind of troll people into getting in their feelings, which is fine. You have every right to express yourself. But then you turn around and tell people you're quitting. Then you're not even quitting, and you continue to troll people. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. Like, why lie? We knew that wasn't what you meant. It's okay. Why not just keep going into the feelings? Like,
maybe, but maybe she was really just trolling, which is, like you said, why people, because even the thing that's referenced often by, what is it, the Candy Owens is of the world with the butt out pants at the basketball game. Is she, at the time, was a troll. She was doing that, showcasing that and doing that because she knew that her body caused people to have a visceral reaction.
Whether that's fair or not, it's
but it, but it's all been a troll for a long time with this whole internet thing with her. So I think this one was just another, her troll. She's troll. Listen, guys, it's an appropriate congratulations. You played yourself. Because people definitely who care for Lizzo, when they see something like I quit, are going to be like, no, oh my God, like, please, are you okay? And like, want to care for you. And I that's why she gets congrats. On the other side, just remember, Lizzo's been trolling the people who've been trolling her for a long time. And I think those that love Lizzo, like us, just got caught in the fray.
I wouldn't go as far as saying I love Lizzo. I'm not a Lizzo fan.
How about this? We show her love. Yes, how about that? Yes, we show her love. We show her positivity and support.
And I support her in the battle against those who have just been nasty to her. For sure.
That's right.
I'm not going to call myself a Lizzo fan.
That's right.
If you put a gun to my head, say
but you're
right
not.
Now.
But you're also not a Lizzo. But you're also not a Lizzo hater. Either.
I'm not. I do not spend time.
And you do find her talented.
She is talented. It's just not for me musically. It's not. For
but
me.
I didn't even. But this file this under the
things
like
that don't matter.
Yeah, like that wasn't even part of the conversation. This wasn't even about you. I don't even know how you made it about you.
Well, no, you the button. You actually hit April with the button. He did it.
No, I said all I said was like people who show her love like us. I said us. It was a group thing, and you were like, "Well, I don't love Lizzo." You wanted to like make sure that you weren't in the us.
And listen, I want to be clear about within my intentionality.
But this ain't about you. This is about us.
I'm us. I am us.
Yeah, but you're only one third, and so two thirds is saying that we're loving.
Voting with you, Ebro, and the democracy. It never stops. Bro.
That's right. Listen, man, this is voting season. I'm just trying to show you how this works.
I'm having another January 6th.
So whether you like it or not, you love Lizzo.
Okay.
Hit Rosenberg with the button, man.
Because
Lizzo only loves one of the three of us back. Laura, did I lie? Hit the button and let's wrap this up.
Not lying about that.
You played yourself.
Yeah. Relationship ain't reciprocal. Oh, man.
3:30. With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, man, we want to send prayers and love to all the Taiwanese folks and people in Taiwan. Oh, or if you have family in Taiwan, there was a 7.3 earthquake there this morning. Buildings are leaning.
Horrible.
Yeah, Laura, have you seen any reports of, like, loss of life or anything like that?
Not yet, but if you do a quick search or see it's breaking news everywhere, the visuals are very scary, guys. Very scary.
Yeah, Shawnee Culture, you were going to say?
There were 7 people who passed away so far.
Oh. 7 people you saw.
That they found, yeah.
There it is, man. Well
that's
so far, too.
You know? I haven't even seen the
But just sending love, yeah, to the Taiwanese community and anybody who has loved ones and friends, anything. Everyone. Because it's horrible. The visuals are horrible.
Listen, man, have you ever been in an earthquake before? Nah, fam.
It is not fun.
It might be one of the worst. I mean, next to like living next to a volcano that might erupt and you don't know when. But even that, you get a warning, right? Like volcano, they're like, yo, this thing is really about to do something. You know, tornadoes, you're kind of like, okay, it's a season and hurricanes and all that. Yo, earthquakes come out of nowhere, bro. There's no rhyme or reason. There's nothing.
Yeah,
really
and there's literally nothing you can do. The biggest earthquake I was in was like a 6 point something in Northridge, California. Mm. You see the streets cracking, guys.
Oh man, fam.
Buildings falling. Yo, you're standing in the middle of the street, hoping nothing hits you.
In the Bay Area, I was in a few. You see the literal street wave, like the pavement waves, like it's water for a second. And you're like, yo, we're doing it. There's nothing you can do.
I remember running to the middle of the street and everybody on my block running to the middle of the street just praying that nothing falls on us. The most scary. It's scary. I remember it clear, because it's like a movie.
Is this video of like five buildings falling at once?
Nah, you're on Twitter, right? That's a Chinese demolition. Yeah,
literally unrelated.
Unrelated. Yeah.
I love Twitter, though. Thank you. That's nice to have that.
Yeah, that's not it. But anyway, we sending love and light, man. And here goes some little praise, John, the moonlight, speaking some light. You know what I mean?
Same.
Big up to the Most High. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, YG Marley for you. Big tune out of Jersey. Bob's grandson. Curved is next. We got Drake tickets coming up soon. We also got Beat the Buzzer. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, somebody needs to call right now if you want to beat the buzzer. You know what I mean? You want to get on the line. It's time. We got Ebro. We got Laura Stiles. We got Rosenberg on a rainy Wednesday morning getting geared up for Whitish Wednesday. Rosenberg is also gearing up for the big WWE extravaganza this weekend.
It's known
as WrestleMania down in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia faithful will be in the building. Have you ever been to a wrestling event or done a wrestling event in Philly, Rosenberg?
Many times, but never at the link, never at the big football stadium.
And so, question, what's the energy like? How would you compare Philly to other cities when it comes to...
It's high up there. It's among the best. It's the home of ECW, which was the extreme wrestling situation.
So the wrestling core fan is in there.
Oh, it's in there, bro. Listen, I got an event tomorrow night. I'm sold out to the friggin' gills. It's going to be for my podcast.
What's that podcast called?
So that's Cheap Heat.
That's the wrestling pod.
Yes, which is on the Ringer, at least for 2 weeks, though, because, you know, our deal's about to be up, and I don't know. They haven't told me what's going on. So you might have to find Cheap Heat elsewhere. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. This event we got tomorrow night, sold out. I got merch. I got special guests coming out. It's going to be a time.
Nice. Oh, my God. Rosenberg, coming up in Flash and Lights, I have something special about WrestleMania, and it has to do with Lil Wayne.
Oh, you do? I bet I know what it is, then.
All right. Okay, we'll talk about it later.
But I'm very excited. It's going to be a great for everyone who's making the trip with the kids. You're going to have a great time. If you happen to be going out to WWE World tomorrow, which is like the convention center where they do their big experience, the K-Show is actually going to be live from there tomorrow afternoon. Me and Don are going to be there from 3 to 6:30 as well. So come
say hello. So the ESPN of things is getting into the ESPN radio of things is getting into the wrestling world a little bit. That's been a slow maneuver.
I mean, it was more me going, hey, guys, you know, good. Me hitting up my boy Greg, you know, our friend who brings us all the WWE people, and being like, Greg, what do you think about if I could get the K-Show? I was like, because Don lives in the middle of Jersey. Mm. Him going to Philly, he can. It's the same. I asked Don, same thing as him going to the radio station. So I was like, how about we just go to Philly? And Greg was like, yo, I can get you a stage if you can get you some guests. I was like, say less. I mean, why not? Yo, business is boom. Listen, it's the one job I can speak for, WWE, where business is booming.
Facts.
I don't know I can say it about ESPN. I know I can't say it about here. So... Yeah. It's, you know, why not get in business with them? They're doing good, man. Netflix is coming, you know?
You know, Netflix is coming. The Rock is back. It's a lot going on. The final boss is in the building. Wait, so you can't... So I didn't even know that was a thing. So because he's a bad guy, you can't even use the Rock name because that can't be...
No, he wouldn't say...
Is that his alter ego?
He hasn't said that. I'm just saying out of respect... John, you would only call him the final boss, correct?
That's right. That's correct.
Wait, what? When did this memo come? I don't understand what you're saying to me right now. I'm not far enough into wrestling to understand what you're saying.
Well, he's the final boss. I mean, like, why would you want to disrespect him, man? He's the boss of the boss. He's the last boss. He's on the board, okay? He's the final boss.
I get that, but he's also the Rock still, right?
He is, but he's in a different space right now. And in that space...
So this is like when people call Drake the boy. This is basically what's happening. Right now.
It's the exact opposite, though. Drake wants to be called a little baby. I'm gonna go by the little tiny infant. You gotta call
the boy
me.
And the final boss. Those are the official names, man. Yo, we got DJ John here. Bring it in. Let's sing the song and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yes.
What happened to the Knicks last night? I didn't watch it. I didn't even look at the stats. What's going on here?
Oh, they slipping.
Ah.
3 games in a row, losing.
Ah.
And my man Tom.
LLJ.
My man Tom Thibodeau has something to say, and I figure I bring some audio to this to color what I'm about to say. But my man Tom Thibodeau last night, he was very frustrated.
Thibodeau.
Oh. Thibodeau. Yeah. Sean, you play that? It says the New York Knicks coach.
He's getting fouled. He's getting fouled.
What?
He's getting fouled.
What? What was it? That was his whole press conference after the game?
He was so mad that his guys are getting fouled. He's like, he's getting fouled. He's basically frustrated, man. The team's not getting the calls. His guys getting fouled, not getting the calls, and this is a mess.
Well, Miami Heat's one of those teams, man.
Yeah, but you're a Knicks fan, so you appreciate it. You're feeling the hurt, right?
Nah, it's painful.
Wait, nah, you're not a Knicks fan? Or
nah, I was saying it's painful.
So you acknowledge that you're a Knicks fan?
Ow, it hurts.
Oh, okay.
Yo, Knicks, man, we'll hang in there. We're a unit. We're faithful.
That's right, you acknowledge.
We're unwavering.
Acknowledge us.
And we're still looking good in the East. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We got Sheree on the line. Let's go to Sheree. Sheree wants to beat the buzzer. She wants to get paid. She wants Summer Jams. Sheree, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all?
What's happening?
Morning.
You know how to beat the buzzer?
Of course. I'm ready.
Okay. We're going to cheat, okay? I want you to get this money because if you don't get this money, we don't get any of it, so I need you to get it.
I hear you.
Sheree, it is time to beat the buzzer.
$75.
Ooh.
$125.
Hey.
$235.
$345. All right, now.
Stop.
Oh, it's about to go to four something, but that three, what was that three? Ooh. What, Shawnee?
85?
385 sounds nice. Sheree, you got 385 guaranteed.
Go with it.
What's next? Let's hear the next number.
$455.
$555. $500. Oh, that kind of hurts. All right. So we was about 125 off?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
All right.
That ain't bad. It's well, Sheree, I hear those windshield wipers. I want you to be safe in the car. We got $385 for you, and you're going to Summer Jam. Doja. David O. It's going down. Sexy Red. Sleepy Hollow. Red Method, man. It's going to be a great show. Shout to Offset. He's going to be in the building. UBS Arena, June 2nd. Get your tickets. Sheree, hang on the line so you can get your money and your tickets. Coming up, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles. What you working on?
All right, coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, Lil Wayne says he has a special surprise for everyone that's going to be at WrestleMania.
All right.
So I'll give you the details on this coming up, Flashing Lights.
All right, cast one. That's how you feel? Classic?
Yeah, why not? This right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas.
Babies, mamas, mamas.
Mamas, mamas. Baby, mamas, mamas.
It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning. Drive safely. It's raining all day.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
Nah, listen, bro.
It's a racket, bro. I mean, listen, I love it.
Nah, listen. No, yeah. It's hustling. The Cowboy Carter merch, the Beyonce merch. I bought like three tees, the vinyl, all that for the ladies in the house. You know what I mean? Yesterday.
No, it's a racket, though. I mean,
what is it? Shop.beyonce.com? They got heat up there, bro.
Yeah, but every day, my wife has been going on there for the last 3 weeks because they first announced stuff like weeks ago. And every time she gets something, 48 hours later, they come with something else better that wasn't available before.
She better hit that eBay. Maybe she hit that eBay and see if they, you know, got a little something on it.
But then you
start... A little markup.
Yeah, but my wife also is a bit of a... you know, she's a bargainer. So at a certain point, she's fighting within herself because the principal in her is angry. She's like, I'm done. Nah, you're not getting another thing from me. And then to end up on eBay paying even more in the secondary market? Nah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But Beyonce does something to people, man.
Listen, there's Beyonce. There's Jordan. You know what I mean? There's things out here that when they drop product, people got to have it.
Although it's funny, the Beyonce music product, correct me if I'm wrong, feels like it moves more than some of her other non-music related products.
Always has. But yeah. This Cowboy Carter, well, Renaissance did numbers on the merch, I think. That was when the merch really popped off. And then now this Cowboy Carter merch is... moving.
It leads to my theory, which maybe I'll tell you in the Flashing Lights Report if you're lucky.
You have a new theory on Beyonce.
Oh, boy, it's a big one.
Man, hang on. Here we go right before Whitish Wednesday. But first, Flashing Lights. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights.
All right. Before we get into it, I have tickets to see Drake live at the Prudential Center tomorrow night, April 4th. Oh. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
But call me now.
These are for you. 800-223-9797.
Call me now.
Now, Lil Wayne.
You go see the boy in a combination.
That's right. All right. Well, Lil Wayne has confirmed that he'll be one of the several notable celebrities to attend WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia.
All right.
And I want you to listen to this special announcement, special treat that he has for his fans.
Hey, if you free next weekend, all right? I mean, I know you got a busy schedule, but if that thing clear, man, hey, come through the Phillies. WrestleMania 40. I'm going to whoop my brother ass. You try to come? What's up?
I'm going to be there, and you know what? I'm bringing my single, world premiere, WrestleMania. You know what it is.
Stay blessed, dude. Yeah. Stay blessed. Yeah.
Who is he talking to?
Jey Uso.
He said, and I'm bringing my single.
Yeah, he's like, Jay's like, yo, I got a fight with my brother, bro. Like, this is a real, come on, man, this is crazy. And you're bringing me your single?
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to beat you down. I'm going to be there. I'm bringing my single.
I'm bringing my single.
Like, what?
Wait, well, all right.
Stay cool. In character, bro.
I'm going to launch a new single. That'll take you out.
But that is going to be fun. He's going to come out with Jey Uso. And yeah, I guess he's world premiering a single.
There you go.
Fire. All right, Rosenberg, what is your new take on this Cowboy Carter?
It's actually not anything crazy, okay?
Oh, man, you sold us a dream.
Okay.
No, it sounds good. No, Ebro, it sounds good. I just don't want to act like I'm declaring anything super bold. Because I think we've already talked about it. We've talked around it.
But you got the words.
Well, I got the words in a perfectly trolly way. I have the words.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Cowboy Carter is Beyonce's, wait for it, Thriller. That's right.
Womp, 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 boo. Boo this man.
What?
Boo this man.
What?
Boo this Man.
Why? Am I wrong?
I don't know if it's that you're wrong. It just didn't have the... Yeah, that's what it felt like.
You didn't have a conversation around it. I said the words and you yelled, boo this man.
It didn't hit.
It's not Thriller, though.
Nah,
you're
kind of wrong, man.
You're everything. Am I wrong? 20-some years into her career when she takes a clear step into pop and says, I've had enough of being in one lane. It's great. I love it. Now, she did it brilliantly by instead of just stepping out and putting Eddie Van Halen on a record, she's like, I'm going to give you an entire lesson on black music while I'm doing it.
That's
but
right.
Make no mistake, she stepped onto records with Post Malone and Miley Cyrus.
And Dolly Parton.
That's fire. I don't know if you know this. Thriller's kind of fire as well.
That's the point.
What do you mean? What's the point?
The point is that everybody loved Thriller. Not everybody loves his Beyonce album.
Well, here's the thing though. Were we really around were we having conversations with people in black music in 1982 to be like, what do you think of the decisions he's making by doing songs with Paul McCartney and Eddie Van Halen?
Then that's why you can't say it's
no, but I can because I'm basing it on the features.
The features and the numbers, you can make that. 20 years into the career is a good point.
Facts.
I think that there was no social media at the time Thriller came out, right? It was just MTV,
right?
And so you weren't hearing, and I'd have to talk to somebody who was in black media at the time to see how they felt about Thriller.
People pushing back? Right.
Rest in peace, Bob Slade. I wish Bob Slade was still with us. We could ask Bob Slade. He would let us know off top.
I know.
True.
Facts.
Right?
Listen, it's not, obviously that's why I said it's trolly. It's not apples to apples. Absolutely not. First of all, Michael was still a kid when he did it because he started his career as a child.
Right.
It doesn't match up exactly, but when you go through this album and hear what's on it and hear how big it is, and Ebro's the one who got me thinking about it because we had this conversation yesterday. She clearly made a decision that as huge as she's been, she wants to be in a different, even bigger space the next 10 years, a more broad, more consumed space.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to do it in this interesting way. She's doing it in a totally different version. But I'm telling you, this may be what sends her into a totally different stratosphere than she's been prior. When I saw her at the iHeart Awards yesterday, I was like, oh, Beyonce's moving around?
Here's the other plot twist, too, that I've really enjoyed. So you have Miley Cyrus, who's, you know, Miley Cyrus. And when she decided she wanted to jump into a black space, it was all good. Right? Mm-hmm. She jumped and did records with Juicy J. She's twerking. She's doing all this. And when she was done, she went on back to go on be Miley Cyrus, little pop star. Katy Perry did it too.
Yep.
Guess who else did it? Post Malone.
Facts.
Post Malone was cornrows. I'm White Iverson. But when he got done with hip hop, he went and put his cowboy boots and his belt buckle on. And drank Budweiser and they never looked back. Beyonce was like, oh, I see y'all. Now I'm going to make y'all work on my album. And y'all going to take me with you over there. And we're going to go on over there and take the... Because you use black music. Everybody gets to use black music to their own, you know, gains.
It's like an elevator. It'll take you somewhere, but then you get off.
And then you're like, okay, I'm done. And I'm going to just go on over here.
I'll say this about Post. Post more than Miley. Miley kind of left. Post does continue to make records with hip-hop artists. Record.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He's taking Swae Lee with him, all right? Swae Lee is going
away. Swae Lee, Doja, a few people got to go.
Yeah, no, they go for the ride. But your point is exactly right. And this is an interesting path. And I'm curious, too. I also don't even believe the resistance to this album. Like, are there redneck racists out there? Yeah, sure there are. I do believe that from a consumption standpoint, though, while hardcore country fans might not be into it, those hardcore country fans are not into the Jelly Roll album either. They're
probably
not into any pop country. But I don't think this album's getting the same level of resistance people are painting it to get because, let's be honest, everyone always wants us divided. Everyone wants us always saying that racial relations are horrible. But are people really mad about this Beyonce album?
Well, according to those that I know that work in country, it's the artist community is not. The creative community is not. The fans of the radio listening country stations have had some negative things to say. The musicians, the other singer-songwriters, everyone else is loving it. And I don't even think it's the whole radio audience. It's probably just people who feel like, who's this lady coming on?
Right.
It's just, like I said earlier on the show, I think it was this week where I said, you know, if we had someone show up who was just like, I want to make a hip-hop album, and they'd never made a hip-hop album before and was like, I'm going to do it because I can, we would be like, F out of here, well, bro.
And then they followed it up with, oh, so you're making a hip-hop album? And they went,
no.
It's not a hip-hop album. It's a Beyonce
album. They'd be like, yeah, why are you playing in our face? Removing the racial part, right?
Right.
We would also do the same response. We would have that visceral response.
But you got to give things time and see where people end up landing when they hear these records and when they grow on people, too.
Facto.
That's your flash and light report. Time is 8:08. Rain all day, guys. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, you got to bring that intro in, kid.
The Beyonce report. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean. Rosenberg was trying to get him a headline today. A little hot take.
I heard it myself. I heard it myself when I was like, you know, it's not really that great, everyone. Watch out. It wasn't a great setup.
Yeah, the setup was, you kind of put a disclaimer on it.
Yeah,
you got scared. Nice, you got scared right there when you was about to throw the Molotov cocktail. You should have just threw it. Blast it off.
You're right. It's Thriller. I don't want anyone to tell me anything. This is
I don't care what you say.
No, I have to say it's the new Thriller.
There you go.
Yo, by the way, though, and Lemonade was kind of her off the wall. I'm just saying.
Actually, not technically Renaissance would be because it was club music. Off the wall was club music.
True. But in terms of like the maybe perfect body of work,
okay,
I think people feel that way about Lemonade.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Sing along. Nikki, call back. Listen, it's Whitey's Wednesday, the game. It'll be Cast One versus Laura Stiles versus Shawnee Culture.
Let's get it.
Laura, you know I got another W last week. It was close, though.
It was a battle last week. Wow.
Cast had four. I had four. Shawnee, I think, had three on the board.
Yeah, and I was coming back at the end like, it ain't over.
Yeah, he was trying to get it popping.
I love it.
We got the Phone of Fox lined up, Nikki. We got Queen P. We got Hot Rod Rick. We got Aubrey. Each of you got two Phone of Fox. You know the rules. The first one to five is the winner, and Rosenberg is the selector. This is the first Whitish Wednesday of April.
All right.
Is there some sort of theme? Last month was all Women's History Month.
No, I think we get to just like be all right and kind of just, you know,
just do
joints.
Just do the damn thing.
Just be random. Be all over the place. You know what I mean? Okay. All right, here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game. Phone of Fots lined up. Here we go.
That's right.
It's time.
Come on, guys.
Our cast is playing with you.
Culture.
There you
Culture.
Go.
You
got a phone
of Fots? But nah, this feels, it doesn't.
You know he's going to phone of Fots.
Nah, because I know what it feels like, but it's not that. The tone of it. The notes are
different. Somebody shoot a shot, man.
Three.
How much time are you taking?
Two.
Shawnee already said his name.
With or without you.
No, Cast.
Yeah, I know it wasn't that.
Oh.
Cast.
Laura just tried to get into it.
Oh, okay. But Shawnee hadn't even answered yet when Laura jumped in.
True. Let me just play the song
Laura
again.
Just does whatever.
Cast.
Cast.
What? Okay.
Bulletproof?
Incorrect.
Oh, okay. Damn, we should have went with the name of the artist.
You shot it out.
Damn it.
know it.
I know the song.
It's white.
Okay. What was Cass' answer?
What? I don't know.
Wait, what are you talking about, Laura? What are you doing right now? Laura, all the help. She wants all the help.
All the help.
I do.
It's a new pop tune.
Okay, Laura.
Laura.
Is it Bulletproof?
Wait, why would you say that? And he said that already.
That's what I didn't hear. That's why I asked you, what did Cass say?
Oh, I know what it is. It's Titanium.
There you are.
Titanium. Laura, we played ourselves.
Yeah, no, Laura really.
Laura double played herself. I almost said Bulletproof for you, but then I was like, why is she trying? You really disrespect.
Yo, Laura, you've done that a couple of times, by the way.
It's like, you know me, I start thinking about something else and I didn't.
Nah, yeah, one of your ears don't work. Just say what it is.
Stop saying that. One of my ears don't work.
That David Guetta.
Kinda doesn't work.
David Guetta got disrespected. All
right. But who is that? That's David Guetta and Sia?
Yeah. Ebro, man. Ebro wins again. He wins from last week. Continuation.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Damn.
Okay.
Crazy.
We were good.
Cass.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Miley.
That's right.
Miley's
Let's go. I know that voice.
Miley. Till we weren't. This is the big tune she went for this year, Flowers.
There it is.
This was a
pop, though. Yes. Talk to myself for hours. Say things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing. And I can hold my head. Yeah, I can love me better than you can. Can love me better. I can love me better.
All right, 1-0 Cast 1. White-ish Wednesday. Here we go.
Yeah. Hip-hop. Sound like a...
Yeah, it is.
Pharrell production.
It is sound like a Pharrell song.
Culture.
There you go. You know who that is.
Yeah, you know who that has to be.
You know who it is. Justin Timberlake.
There you go.
There you go. Let's go.
What song is this?
Last night.
What album?
Justify. Come on. Yo, okay. Yo, come on, man. Neptune's history here. Here we go. JT was in his bag at this moment. It was.
Take another glance, but for now I wash my hands, cause I love you, baby, love you, baby. From what I say, don't do it the same, but I say I ain't playing my games, but for you, my soul still remains, cause I love you, baby.
All right, one.
That was a shot in the dark.
I mean, it was actually a shot in the light.
Shot in the light. Shot in the light.
I mean, you could have taken a gamble just on hearing the Neptunes of it.
Yeah.
And knowing it's someone white at Neptunes.
Right. That's what I did. It was an assessment.
I was really trying to let it get to the bridge, which is the best part of the... All right. Whitest wins of the game. One for Cass. One for Shawnee. One miserable brick for Laura, which she said the same wrong answer that I already said. All right. Here's the bridge, and then we'll be out.
Here we go. Are we still listening to this because it's Rosenberg's jam?
All right, here we go, guys. Sorry. Oh, it's a pop. All right, here we go, guys. Here we go.
He can't help himself. Oh, I wish I was playing this week.
Yes. This is Glory Days.
That's right.
Bruce, the boss. The original boss, not the final boss.
Yo, Bruce Springsteen. Yo, Bruce Springsteen came out at WrestleMania and was like, let me tell you one thing, sir.
Speedball
bite.
That speedball
bite. Yeah, speedball is so nuts. That's the kind of thing your grandma would say. Yeah, you can throw a really good speedball. We went back inside, sat down, had a few drinks, but all we kept talking about was glory. By the way, shout out to Bruce Springsteen, who was the guest star on Curb this past week, the second to last episode ever.
What?
And Bruce, was like, you know, playing himself and just being one of those great celebrities who comes on and totally mocks themselves and acts like whatever. He was great.
Oh, that's cool.
And it is crazy when you watch the little video they show here on streaming services of the video, and him, he's sitting there singing with a young Silvio from Sopranos is really nuts. Stevie Van Zandt. All right. All right, Cass has an early lead, an early, early lead. Okay, here we go, here we go.
Here we go. Wait, Cass, how many you got?
Two. You got just two. Two. Just two. Just two.
Oh, come on, let's now.
Go. Oh. I know this, and I don't know
Laura,
this.
Laura. This is Dave Matthews' band.
Yeah, she's on the board.
Okay. Yo, and I knew that, and I barely know any Dave Matthews. I don't have enough plaid shirts.
Get your baggy plaid shirt game right.
My Birkenstock game is official, though.
And I got to say, the baggy plaid shirt, in terms of quote-unquote, like, white boy styles, it's among the best ones that where there were. It's not horrible. It gives you options. You can wear a T-shirt under it, leave it open. You know?
It's comfortable.
It's comfortable. Abercrombie price is way down now. It's like a different store now. Have you been to Abercrombie recently?
Absolutely not.
Yo, I went in there. I popped in the mall because Natalie wanted to go look to see if they had any like cozy sweatpants or things like that. It's a totally different store, bro. They rebranded so different. It's kind of nuts.
What is it?
It's like they have some of the shirts that look like Abercrombie white boy shirts, but then it's a lot of just like...
Planks and planes and affordable, yeah.
Just kind of affordable, comfortable.
All those stores now, American Eagle, Cotton On, they're all the same. That's why malls are falling off. There's no variety in malls, man.
So yeah, like I used to hate on Abercrombie very hard in my hip-hop anti-whiteness in high school. True. But at least they were who they were. Like they had principles.
I'm going to tell you one thing, they always came through. The only thing I ever bought from Abercrombie was cargo camo shorts.
Oh.
Cargo shorts.
Yeah, no, your short game there is going to be all right. You're going to do just fine there.
Cargo shorts coming through. You know it's whitish if we're talking Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yo, that's a fact.
We're going all the way in. We're really selling it.
It was like the white Aeropost style.
Cast.
What? Oh.
This is...
I know this one.
I'm a loser. Yeah. This is Beck, right?
Beck.
Yeah.
Right.
Cass up to three. Laura one, Shawnee one.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Would you have done this, Shawnee?
I'm a loser, baby.
Yeah.
It would have took me all the way until...
Yeah, of course. Plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables. Dog food skulls with the beef carnitas. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches. Sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm a saint to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your fruit stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo. Cut it. So.
Don't you kill me.
Wow. The random Spanish is so funny in this.
Why,
what is the Spanish?
Soy perdidor.
Oh.
that is random.
That means I'm a loser.
Yeah, that is random. All right.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Here we go.
I don't like the killing part.
Tars.
I don't think he's being literal, Shawnee, but I hear what you're saying.
Hey, hold up.
Laura.
I'm
just going to go with a phone fight.
Wow, that's very early. I don't know if anyone's going to get it.
Oh, it's too hard. Oh, my God.
We're going to see.
All right. Okay, so...
if there's a fan of them, you're good.
Okay. Is Hot Rod Rick an option?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
All right.
This is America.
He was complaining that we haven't, gotten to him. So, all right, I'm going to give him a shot.
Hey, yo, Nana.
Oh, God.
Yo. What you doing, yo. Rick? What you doing, fam?
What up, Goni? Yeah.
Why you calling Laura Nana like that? What's going on with you?
You know the vibe, though. Goon has no fear, bro. Yo, I'm actually a little happy because I was starting to believe that y'all ain't think I had it in me. No diddy.
Wow. Yo, think I had it in me. No diddy is wild.
No, that's so naughty, man. Come on.
Wow.
For like 2 weeks, dude.
That's wild.
Nah. Yeah. But wow. Look, man, have no fear, man. You know how Rob Rick's here, kid. That's Sublime, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hi,
Robert. From school, they never talk about hamburgers or steak.
Wow.
And I jump Muhammad.
Laura, I thought you would know this just because.
I know.
This your era.
And I know because of KRS-One.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and I know.
We've talked about it, Shawnee, before, but we'll do it again.
And I know because of KRS-One.
Shawnee's like, oh, where?
I like this.
Because he's dropping science, chopping history.
Hey.
With a whole leap of style and intelligence. Yes, hey. I know.
It's literally just a tribute to KRS.
And I know because of KRS-One.
What is this called?
Yeah, and
it's called KRS-One.
That's fire.
I like
and
this.
I know. Because we don't want to pay no money if we hear those same old sound. Watching we'll take hip hop to a higher ground. Cause
hey,
I know.
So, shout out to Sublime, who, by the way, they've now finally started touring with Bradley Knowles' son. His son is now like the lead singer of the band.
Wow.
Bradley Knowles.
Oh, wow.
Let's not do this again. We can't do repeat everything, bro.
He forgot. I'm looking at his face. He really forgot. Look at him. He's blank.
Well, who would you guess, though? If you had to just use common sense to make
well, if his son is now the lead singer, you would
right.
say, well,
what
then
would you say? What would you?
He was the former lead singer.
Wait, what? His son is okay. Yeah. Okay.
Bradley's, he died, and his son now is of age to be the.
Got
he's
it.
Running around with the band.
Okay.
So at least if you go see them, because they've been playing the whole time, you're going to get a different kind of vibe now that his son is old enough to be the guy. You know what I mean?
That's
all right,
interesting.
Guys. That's a Shawnee. Who got that? Laura?
Laura.
Yeah, Laura got
three,
it. She's down
three,
the phone
two,
five.
One. Three, two, one.
Okay.
Here we go.
I feel like I know this.
We on the hayride.
Cass?
This is not the hayride?
It's not really. It's not a hayride. No.
This is a new song, too.
When we go folk, Shawnee always goes country, but it's not the same.
I'm a bona fide,
it's really a mountain. It's really a mountain range.
It's
and
a
forest
range.
and a campfire.
Yo, I know
that's exactly
too.
Right. Mountain it's exactly yeah.
It's definitely a flannel shirt.
No, it's a flannel
and
shirt.
And horses.
And maybe a horse, but it might just be a car. And some
but they might be vegan. They might be vegan.
Right. We don't know. It's a road trip.
It's definitely a Volkswagen. So
all right, Cass, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm 4-5. I'm gonna go with 5.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Hot Rod Rig again.
Hot Rod Rig. It's a hot day for Hot Rod Rig. He's hot out here.
I know that song.
Hot Rod Red.
Yo, boom.
What's up,
yo,
bro?
Yo, Cass, you know I'm the GOAT, bro.
Let's see if you are. You got to prove yourself right now. Yo, you're going back to back. You're going back to back.
You know, that's the best way. No Diddy. Yo, listen to me, bro.
No.
Back to back.
Oh, you said back to back. I ain't playing none of those games. I'm not even taking a chance, go. Yo, right. Folk music, that's like James Taylor, right?
Yo, man.
It is.
Man, yeah, it's good.
Yo, right?
Man.
I'm that man. Come on, have no fear. Come on, Cass. My bro.
Just yesterday morning.
Yo, have
my
God.
Thanks, Goonie.
Suzanne, the plans they made put an end.
Have no fear. DJ Shazam X is here.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. But sometimes he's so broad, though. It's so broad.
So fast.
Yo, I just can't remember.
Well, the amount of time it takes to get to the answer, you're like, what are you looking for?
Yeah, right. The computer's firing up.
I got bad signal. My Wi-Fi ain't good. That was Cash One's point, right?
Yeah.
We got four on the board.
Shawnee, are you able to hear the difference between Hayride and campfire? Yeah.
This is, I can see this on a hayride.
So, Shawnee, you used to be a truck driver.
That's right.
Hayride would mean farm.
Right.
Right? And ranch of some sort. Cattle.
Big wheels.
Horses. Things like this.
The hay in the back. Yeah.
Or, so you used to drive down south, so you know the difference between Colorado.
That's right.
And Texas.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about here.
I'm seeing
the difference between Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And West Virginia.
So you're talking region. I'm talking hay and s'mores.
No,
so
s'mores,
which one is it?
It's s'mores.
This is s'mores, though?
Yes. He's from Massachusetts. This is s'mores. He didn't make country.
Right.
He was a hippie.
Country.
He was more of a hippie. He was married
but
to
Carly
Simon.
It absolutely sounds like
it's
Americana.
A twangy guitar.
It's Americana, guys. It's, you know, twangy guitar. It's based around blues and bluegrass. And
it feels very Bob Ross.
Appalachian Mountains.
It's giving Bob Ross. It's giving Bob Ross. All right, Cass is on point game. Here we go.
Oh,
Whitish Wednesday again.
Here we go.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
Come on.
Dang. We're going with a phone fight.
Already?
Wow.
He got point game.
He's got to do it. He's got to do it.
Cass, get this.
You could have got this, bro. If you let
who are you going to? You got Queen P. You got Hot Rod Rick again. You could go to anybody.
You go anywhere you want.
Let's go with
Aubrey, Nikki.
Aubrey.
All right, Aubrey. I think Aubrey's got you here.
Before, though.
All right. Don't. That's a bad setup.
Aubrey.
Yo, Shawnee. I feel bad about not hitting you up last week with the winner, so I gotta do you right this week.
Please,
and quick shout out to just the other.
Okay.
Yeah, no Diddy. Yeah, the other phone. Yo, shout out. It's great to have Queen P back. Yo,
yeah.
Hot Rod Rick, that was magical.
Big ups. Yeah,
what that was. And Nikki P.
Oh man,
Nikki, you doing the thing too? Anyway,
that's
okay.
Right.
Enough holding court. This is Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's
good luck in Aubrey.
You know Aubrey and Hot Rod Rick got to do shout outs and all that.
Yeah,
I mean. Quincy and Nikki get right to it.
Yeah. Laura, this was right for you. This was right there for you.
This your era, Laura. Your eyebrows was looking like what right here?
This is like.
My eyebrows never change.
Romantic scene. Riding a horse that runs along the water. Trying to get your lady back. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what you're feeling here, running along the water?
Like the horses galloping halfway in the beach, halfway on the sand.
All right, Spielberg, relax.
Now, Shawnee makes movies doing that.
And I know this song and never know who sang it.
I mean, the Goo Goo Dolls, no Diddy, you know what I mean?
Laura, what kind? Did you have lip liner on right here? Lip liner was crazy?
Yes.
Is that old? Yeah, I guess you're right.
For sure.
Big lip liner. What was your Aquanet? Aquanet in effect?
I still was rocking Aquanet at this time.
I mean, come on. All right. Here we go, guys. Here we go.
All right. I got you.
Oh, you gonna take me home tonight.
Ooh. Culture.
Culture.
Take me home tonight.
Listen, no, to Sana, y'all.
I respect it.
Fat bottom girls. Yes. Like the rockin' world.
Fat bottom girls?
Cash One wins the game.
Wow.
Yo, bring up Hot Rod Rick for me. Goody. Yo, Rick, you live in Patterson, right?
You know the vibe. The city, we out here.
Yo, we got some Drake tickets for you for tomorrow night.
Wow.
Oh, I knew the vibe, dude. Stop playing with me.
Yeah, we got you. We got you, fam. He's getting them Drakes.
We're going two for two, back to back.
Yeah, you had a great day today. Got some Drakes for you. Plus, you asked the other day, and you always coming through for us, making us laugh. We appreciate the love, man. Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
I appreciate y'all, bro. The goat gonna see the goat. That's fire.
Hang on, Rick, so we can get you your tickets, man.
Aw, that's dope.
Yeah, it's, man.
That's Queen. Fat Bottom Girls.
Fat Bottom. It's time for the culture classic, Shiny Culture. What you hitting with?
I got you like this.
Ooh, some Sly Stone.
Yeah, man.
San Francisco, Fillmore Projects.
Rosenberg, what you know about this?
I wouldn't. So far, I don't.
You know it. You'll know it when it starts singing. It was in Dead President's movie, too.
Yes.
If I can sing, I want to sing like Sly Stone. Wow. Just so we're clear.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see.
Hey.
If I'm about to go.
Call right now, too. We're going to be beating the buzzer soon right after the Gurus, which are happening next.
You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count on days I'm gone. Forget reaching me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while.
This Soul Train line right here.
When you see me again, I'll say you have. Person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun.
Hard, man. That record is hard. Hey.
What's that?
Hey. What is it? Hey.
We don't have to worry about the money.
Oh, Anthony Hamilton. Yeah.
And we don't have to leave in the morning. The whole day just you and I.
That's right.
And it don't have to get any better. It's perfect, you in my life. If you're cool, then I'm cool.
And we got Adam with the classic.
Hey.
Oh.
Harlem.
You know what I'm saying? Wedding favorite.
Always a party.
Been there.
Love it.
Harlem. Hey, he's from Harlem.
Yeah.
I ain't
cameo's a pro. Larry, well, Larry Blackman, I said, let me check.
I wanna know, can you feel it too? Just like I do. This step is starting now. It's the same feeling. I always seem to get up. Yeah. There's no mistaking. I clearly tell.
Yeah, origin New York City. Yo, you've never seen a longer list of past members ever in a listing of a band.
What?
I looked on their Wikipedia. Like, not members that passed away, but just, like, band members. It is long.
People that got replaced?
Yeah.
How long? Like, more than five? Six?
Oh, bro. More than five? It's like 30 people in there.
Okay, oh, my God.
30? That's crazy.
Yeah, Larry Blackman. Lawrence Ernest Blackman from New York City. But yeah, I thought it was Harlem.
Could be. Or maybe Hell's Kitchen, somewhere in the middle.
The group started out as the New York City Players.
Oh, say word.
And changed their name to Cameo.
To Cameo.
But yeah, Beat the Buzz is happening next. It's time for the Guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro. Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That's where you email us, your destination for clarity.
That's
where
right.
The gurus unite to fight for what's right.
That's what we
Shani,
do.
Shani, do what you do best. Burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
Zen.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com, your destination for imagination. Okay, guys, let's get to it. The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com, send your email in today, and we will get to it maybe tomorrow. Dear Gurus, 32-year-old male.
Okay.
I've been with my 29-year-old fiance for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've been engaged for the last two.
Okay.
Our relationship is almost perfect. And we're starting to plan our wedding.
Okay.
The issue is her little brother. He's 3 years younger than her, 26. Works for their father. So this means answering a few emails from home, and that's all. If he's not working, he's at the bar or he's at our place.
Oh.
We've lived together for 4 years. I get home from a 12-hour shift, and he's in my kitchen.
Mm.
I wash my car on a Saturday, and he turns up to get his wash, too.
Mm.
I wake up hungover on a Sunday. He's in the house watching sports.
Mm.
I don't mind him being here now and then, but he's literally in our place almost every day. Mm. He lives 90 minutes away. Yep. So when he visits, he stays for hours to make it, quote, worth his while.
That's right.
I've talked to my fiance about this, but she feels sorry for him because he's friends. I talked to him about it, but it never changes. What do I do to get the message across? I've even introduced him to old friends of mine, so he has some other drinking buddies. I've introduced him to women I've known, but none of it seems to work. And the next day, he's back at our place, watching my TV and eating my chips.
Thanks. Yo, he's bro man from the fifth floor.
From the fifth floor. I would like to hit... I love the people who write in for help, but I'd like to hit them with one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Just because you never put your foot down properly. This is 7 years, you know.
Yeah, it's like mad late.
It's mad late to now try and change it. And you mentioned this to your girl. She's like, well, I feel sorry to him. You mentioned it to the dude. He's still coming back eating your chips. Yeah, you've not put your foot down proper on this.
Can you imagine, bro's in your fridge? I can't take it. Yo, I have a couple of friends who are overly comfortable when they cut. First of all, you don't come to my house enough to be this comfortable. So I say something. Like, bro, you don't come to my house enough to be acting as comfortable. Like, we're friends for real. Yeah. But my mans. You're in my home. Like, you don't come in my house.
Opening your fridge?
Nah, it's never happened, Laura. But however, people are.
Wait, I couldn't even imagine. This is theoretical? You just
it's all theoretical. No, I'm saying, could you imagine? No, could you imagine this dude is going in his kitchen and the guy's in his fridge? That's what I meant. Not a lot.
You know what? That's so funny. The line of opening the fridge is a deep one. Like, I have a good friend who over the last few years, he's become a good friend. Was at the wedding. We watch wrestling together fairly regularly. Every few weeks, we get together, watch wrestling. Hangs, knows Natalie. He's still, a few years in, I probably known him five joints already.
Okay.
I think he'd still ask if he needed to get a drink from my fridge.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Ballard, if he walked in and was thirsty, could just go to the fridge. There's levels to this fridge business.
There's level. How about this? I got a friend in last Thanksgiving showed up, and, you know, we made all the food and all of this, and we're friends. He showed up empty-handed with his girl. And then had the nerve to be like, y'all ain't got no wine? Oh, man, I got to go to the store. Bruh.
Oh, my God.
Why you didn't go to the store? Why? What?
Y'all ain't got no wine?
No, saying that. Listen, if he showed up and didn't bring anything and didn't want anything,
fine.
That's fine.
No problem.
Oh, and then you want something. Also fine. You just got to say, hey, yo, I'm going to hit the store real quick. That's
no,
it.
But no, y'all ain't got no wine.
No.
Yeah, that's
a violation.
No, we have what we're offering.
And be annoyed. I'm like, damn, I got to go to the store. Yo, no, that's right.
People out of hand, man. People out of pocket.
Anyways,
all right. So
what does he do now?
What does he
do? He's here now. I know it's been 7 years.
Right.
I think he just should have a conversation with his wife and be like, listen, it's been 7 years and it's been bothering me for 7 years. Can we at least reduce the amount of visits? Like, he can still come, but can we at least start by reducing it?
I don't know. He might have to do something drastic. He might have to start a fight.
He might have to start a fight.
He might have to be like, yo, my man. Well, how about this? They don't say in the email whether or not bro gets invited or he just shows up.
I think he just shows up.
Yeah, he's popping.
He's not calling anyone. He's just at the door.
His rationale is that he's also staying for a long time.
I'm at the arrival. Work me through the arrival. I need to understand how he knows y'all are home. I need to understand, like, how does this person just pop up?
I don't think he cares, bro, because he's on the couch watching TV. I'll be like, I'll see y'all when you get home.
And, by the way,
somebody got to let him in the house, though. Don't let him in. But
Ibra, also, if he's calling his sister before and goes, hey, I'm coming through tomorrow, and she doesn't say.
She's got to say no.
Right. And she doesn't say that might not be the best idea.
I think it's a key situation.
Yeah.
Nah, we're changing the locks.
He got the keys.
I'm changing the locks.
This is why you guys are completely wet on this. Completely.
What does that even mean?
It means you're in the water. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You're in the water. You're wrong on this. Okay. They have a great relationship and rapport at this point. He didn't report any problems with him except this. Right. He said I've mentioned it to him before.
That's right.
They still have at least one. Yo, bro, you want to grab dinner this week?
Yeah, but cool. honestly, they sit down
and you go, no, and you sit him down and go, hey, I know I brought this up. It starts with his sister.
It starts with his fiance.
She has to be in agreement.
She has to be on the page, bro.
Yes.
Because if he's calling her and saying, hey, I'm coming
through tomorrow. But you just added that. We don't think that's happening. We think he's showing up.
But either way, Rosenberg, I'm with Ebro. The sister needs to be the buffer. She needs to control the situation. She needs to talk to her brother and say, hey, my husband or my fiance is not comfortable with you here all the time. We're going to have to tone it down.
Because this is fair. But either way, it requires what I'm saying. Maybe she's better, but if she's a real one,
she doesn't put it on her husband.
That's what I think, too.
It's got to be the same.
Facts.
True. And mostly me. It really should be mostly on the sibling. You don't want to fracture their relationship for no reason. Because your sibling, they're obviously very close. They're not going to fracture their relationship. You got to just do it. Right. And so it's so fine. You're right. You know what, Cass? I think you're right. Sister it is. But then just plan a sit down. I'm talking to you seriously. This has to change.
Right. And this is an opportunity for a reboot, right? Because you're now planning the wedding. So you can kind of mash it into that, like, moving forward now. that we're about to be married, we want to set a couple of guidelines because I really want it to be you and me. And maybe that's kind of the reset to this, you know what I'm saying? Of what you should have did from the beginning, but maybe you aren't close enough to feel comfortable to do it. But now, we're about to be married. I don't want to marry into this and this be our life.
Nah.
Right.
We got
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
Sit down.
Right,
right, it's a right. It's a sit down situation.
But I honestly, I'm with Ebro on this one. You have to talk. She has to talk to her brother. Though.
I'm glad you
she
gave
has to
me
make
credit.
It about we,
I'm glad you gave
a family thing.
Oh, I listened to you both. I agreed.
No,
I just didn't think.
Cass
it, you no, you said. Oh, yeah, you're right. I did give Cass the credit. Sorry. I'm sorry, Ebro. You both deserve it. You both deserve it.
All right. So he can do both, Rosenberg. Talk to his wife, a future wife. And then if he needs to, he can have a whole sit down. But I'm sorry. In the back of my head, I just think that the sit down it could backfire.
Well, yeah, the sister's got to lead here. And, bro,
yeah,
don't be afraid.
That,
and if you got to go left, you got to be like, listen, doggy, I work really hard to have this house and take care of my lady. And you just sitting up here soaking up all the good air.
It's not a fight. I have to start a fight.
Yeah.
No, see, why are we going back to this?
Not a physical fight, an argument. It might have to get uncomfortable.
I can't come home with another grown man just sitting up in my house lounging, bro. It's not working for me.
Or worst case scenario, three seats at the table, buy some extra chips and
glory.
No. No, talk to your future wife, and hopefully you guys can sort it out. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness.
I do weakness.
All right, it's time.
Beating the buzzer is the time, is the ting.
It's time.
See if somebody pay.
We got Sarah Pondeline.
Sarah.
Good morning, everyone.
How's your Wednesday going with all this rain and your commute and everything? How's it going?
It's okay, I guess.
Dealing with it. Just take.
Yep.
That's what we do. We just deal with it. But you're about to get money, more money than you started with today, because it is time to beat the buzzer, and I'm going to try to help you win. You know what to do, right?
Yep, I do.
All right. Just say stop nice and loud. It's time for Sarah to beat the buzzer.
$15.
Oh.
$95.
Playing in our face, Sarah. Playing.
$130. $190.
Okay.
$250.
Now we're talking.
$280.
All right, let's wait one more.
$340.
Sarah.
Stop.
Sarah, $340. Is the number. $340 is yours. Great job. Let's see how much was left in there. Let's see what was left.
$460.
Ooh. Okay.
$550.
Oh. Ouch.
Okay.
$620.
Ooh, that hurt. We was off by a few hundred right there. That was about, man, I was like $290 off.
I know. It's okay. Can't be greedy.
Listen, $340 is yours. Plus, you got tickets to Summer Jam.
Yay.
That's wild.
Awesome. Thank you.
Doja, Davido, Offset, Sexy Red, Sleepy Hollow, Red and Meth Man celebrating 30 years of Summer Jam with us. They're going to bring out some special guests. It's going to be a great time. Sarah, hold the line so we can get you
Thank
all
you
your money.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Have a great Wednesday. And flashing lights with the amazing Laura Stiles right now.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
So Metro Boomin is saying that his phone and his iCloud recently survived a serious hacking that he thinks it came from Team OVO. Well, he's posted screenshots, and he says that it all started 2 days before the album dropped. He said all these 416 numbers would call me back-to-back a million times. It got so bad I had to put my phone on airplane mode, and he posts a bunch of screenshots showing the names. I mean, not the names, but the numbers and the location. Definitely from Canada.
Toronto and specifically.
Yes. He says, right before, we don't trust you, dropped. Now, for the audience, this is the one with him featuring like Kendrick Lamar, Go Wild, and, you know, the diss aimed at Drizzy Drake. So he said he started getting spammed. So then I go on his Twitter, and I see, like, these whoever hacked them, like, pretty bad, bro. Like, they went shopping, what? Louis Vuitton, Balenciaga. Like, they really damn. Went in on
well,
him.
But they tried.
No, he no, said that
it.
Some.
Oh, they got it.
Well,
oh,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah, like he said, he had ordered like the Tyler Creator, you know, the Louis Vuitton duffel bag, and they definitely wow. shipped it to the hackers. So,
oh man,
yeah, he also posted screenshots of the police report. But I checked his Twitter because you know, remember Cass when he said if you choose, you know, if you pick a side, stay there. He's like, oh, I definitely tweeted that. He's like, I definitely tweeted that. So. Yeah, he, you know, everyone's pointed the finger at OVO, but who knows?
Well, and also, too, there was some subliminals the internet were saying were shots at 21 Savage. And Metro was like, I was just on the phone with him for like 2 hours the other day. Why would I? We don't got no problem. But right. the internet like, oh, OVO got you under pressure. You was really saying that about 21. Now you trying to take it down. You know they going to do all that to him.
They definitely did. So that's why he was posting all the screenshots and stuff. But, yeah. He's back, though. He said after police got it involved, like, he's back.
Well, look, got the biggest album in the country. Maybe the biggest album in the world right now, next to Beyonce. And it's a number one on Billboard charts, too. Both the single and the album. Matter of fact, Cass One, can we hear that like that coming up, bro?
Yeah, of course.
We also got to get some Beyonce on. We got 97 minutes of commercial-free music.
Let's go. That's your Flash Elect Report. Time is 8:52, high of 47 degrees. Today, rain all day. Alternate site parking is in effect.
Nah, bro, the rain is different right now. It's been raining for
facts.
And it, well, let me see here.
It won't stop.
It's not stopping, bro.
It won't stop.
It's not stopping.
Yo, and it rains all the way until like
tomorrow, 6 a.m.
5 in the morning, 6 going. In the morning. Yeah. Come on. And then clouds all day. Saturday is saying clouds right now. Maybe some sun peaks through. But Sunday, Monday, 56, 62. Tuesday, 69. I mean, this might have some good days ahead, so we'll take this on the chin. Thanks for locking in. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.